So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
All right, so I know some of you are going to laugh when I tell you this technique, but hear me out. Walking backwards can help your not just knee pain, but your back pain in a big way. Now, there's other terms for this called retro walking, and there's some other terms, but the point is this. When you're walking, you are developing certain muscles, especially the psoas muscle, which is in the abdomen area, the quads, some of the shoulder muscles. Usually you're leaning forward like this when you're walking. And so it kind of throws your body out of balance if you do a lot of walking or running. When you do reverse walking, you strengthen your glutes, your hamstrings, which is in the back part of the legs, the front part of the lower leg, which is called the anterior tibialis, some of the core muscles, and you're also activating different parts of your brain and neurology. So there's a lot of benefits of walking backwards. You're going to notice that your knee pain, especially if it's on the front part of your knee, is going to diminish, and your back is going to feel better because you're strengthening the glutes and the hamstrings. So it kind of throws the body back into a balance. You may also notice that your posture is better and even your coordination is better. But here's the thing, okay? Before you do this, check with your doctor, because the last thing I want to do is have someone start running backwards and trip and then blame it on me. So I am not going to be responsible for that. You want to go really slow at first. Walk on a flat surface. Do it in a place that there's no big rocks that you can trip over or anything you can trip over. Maybe you want to start on a treadmill so you can actually hold yourself and go slow and work up to this. You're going to feel like you just had a workout just from a small distance. It's quite interesting, but you're going to definitely feel better on your knee and your back, and you're going to be standing more erect. And of course, if you're out doing this in public, don't mention my name. Hey, before you go, real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself, and so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.